Hey, I'm amazed by the Gemara. Amar Yehuda, Bereder Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Kamakim Shamu Bachetz Word Chachamim, the Hador Sham Eno Oyser, and Oyser Seruba Eno Erev. If it's a place where a person who lives there is not considered a dira to Aser, the other members of the Chatzar, so then you can't place the Erev there either. And if you put it there, it doesn't work. Chutz Beishar the Yochid, except for a case of Beishar the Yochid.
Good morning, Donna.
Case where it's a Chatzar which belongs to the Yochid, and the Beishar going in. So even though it's not a place of Dira, but putting there is considered putting it in a private place, and it'll work. But even if you can't put an Erubich HaTeris there, Menichim B'Shituf, B'Shituf HaMavuos could be placed there, except for Chutz Mi'Avir Mavi. You can't put the Shituf HaMavuos just in the middle of the Mavi. Okay, so that's what Rabbi Huda Braid the Shmuel Bar Shilas said. So more asked the Kasha, Mike Hamashmalan, what is the point that he's trying to tell me? Tanina, we already learned, Hanoisin is Eruba Bebe Shard, Achsadrim or Pesit. Eno Erev, person puts it in these places, which are not places which are Aser, they also are not considered valid Erev. Point A. Point B, Erev hu deloy havi, hashituf havi. And it only said it doesn't work for Erev, but it could work for Shituf, which means that we have both points of him being said. So my answer is Beishar de Yochid, Va'avr de Mavi, Itzri Chalei, deloy tzanan. He added the 2 points that Beishar de Yochid is acceptable for placing an Erev, and the Avramov is not acceptable for placing a Shituf. So those both of those points are not obvious or merged. Tanya Nami Halchi, Hanosi Saruba Bebeshar, Achsadrim Pesit, Ubachotzer Ubamovui, Hareza Erev. A person puts his Erev in these places, it works. Surprise, it says. Well, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Ainza Erev, they're not good. So Ema Hareza Shituf. So the correct shot in the Bryce is that they are valid Shituf. Versus, but you said putting it in a Beishar, a Chsadr, a Peset, a Bechatzar, it's fine. However, putting it in a Mavoi, a Shituf of a Mavoi, Lamentor, it's not safe to put it just in the middle of the Mavoi. Ema, the more explains that the correct version of the Bryce is Bechatzar, Sheba Mavoi. So Bechatzar, Uba Mavoi is not 2 cases, it's 1 case. You put it in the Chatzar. Okay. So that proves that you could put a Shituf in these places. We haven't proven the Din of Beishar the Yochid, but the point of that you can put Shituf in these places where you can't put an Erev, that we have proved. Okay. Amar Bihudom HaShmuel B'nechad Worsha Hayim Asubin B'kiddush Aleihem Hayom. They were sitting, eating together, and Shabbos comes. Hashal Shulchan, so the bread which they're sharing together is Semchan Aleihem Mishum Erev, can be considered the Erev. V'amravol, the second version of Shmuel Mishum Shituf. So the Shmuel said you can use it for Shituf. So Amar Rabba, well, a pligi, kavim masubin bebayis. If they're sitting in the house, in such a case, you could use it for eruv if necessary. Kan bemasubin bechatzer, they're sitting in the chatzer eating, so they can't. It won't work for eruv chatzeris because it has to be in a bayis. But it would work for shituf and for shituf him a voice. Amalei abaya the rabbis. So Rabbi says to Rabbi, Tanya the Messiah Lucha. That I'll bring you a Brisa which supports what you're saying. Brisa says, Aruba Chatzeris Bechatzer, Shetuva Mavois Bimavoi. So you put them in the Chatzer, you put them in the Mavoi. Vahavina, but we asked about the Brisa. Aruba Chatzeris Bechatzer, you can put your Aruba Chatzeris in the Chatzer, but Tanan, and this is Aruba based Shar, such a Merpasset, and an Erev. So obviously you can't put it in the Chatzer, you have to put it in a bias. So Emo, so the correct version of the Brisa has to read Aruba Chatzeris Bebayis Shebechatzer Shetufe Mavois Bechatzer Shebe Mavoi. Kirashi Chutzu Beishar the Yachid, the Chatzer Shal Yachid, the case where it's a Beishar of a Chatzer of a Yachid. We're talking about a Beishar of a Chatzer of the Rabbim. That's not acceptable because people are going in and out. It takes away to about any shame dira which is there because there's people walking constantly through. But if it's an individual, the Chatzer belongs to one person, so that Beishar can be considered a Mokum dira to the point that you can place an Erev there. Erev Mishum dira. The marvel of the bate dira kilo kol b'nei batim dorim kan. The larger mind Arab is it's like they all gather together and this is their place. Hilchah iloy chazi l'dira l'matishar. You can't put an Arab in a place which is not valid for dira if the whole idea behind the Arab is dira. Avashita v'lamishim dira who the whole batim shaykh. But we're not discussing batim being shaykh to the mavi, but rather chaseris. Hegolab dira abinun, makom hamishdamer kigayin chotzer. Ala aver demobi lab mishdamer hu. So you just need a safe place to put it, which a chotzer would meet that criteria, but not in the mavi itself. Then we halchi the menichim b'shituv. You can put a shituv in these places. Brings a brayis. Simon b'brayis mishum eruv. You can count it, the bread as for the eruv. Okay. Look, I see that the time of lavishum near Tirusahu. The word doesn't add. The kash isn't. Is it a problem of, in the chutzner of the tira? The word's kash is. It's not a mokum dira. Rather, the girsa is a bayish bechutzner. The fuke bayish bechutzner acheris. You can only put a bayis in this chutzner as opposed to a bayis which we're facing into the next chutzner. And bechutzner shemamav. The fuke chutzner she'en a psucholay. So that the point of telling me these two things was specifically to tell me they have to be access, they have to have access. Okay, came along Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said a case where a person would lend out or rent out the base eitzim. The Dorsham answers if the owner maintains Tvisis Yad there, he doesn't ask. So what exactly is Tvisis Yad? What would be a Dval Tvisis Yad? Okay, the Mor says, Kigun Chatzerishel, Bunyas Ben Bunyas. Okay, no, I'm sorry, Bunyas, Kama. The Chotzer of, you might change the Yerusha to Ben Bunyas. The Chotzer Ben Bunyas. So, the point is, Ben Bunyas was a very rich person, nothing more to bring a story in a second. And he would lend out his batim, the houses in his Chotzer to other people. But because he had so many Caleb, he always had things stored in all of the batim. Whereas Ben Bunyas also came to the Rebbe. Ben Bunyas came to visit Rebbe one time. So Rebbe told the Talmidim, "Hanu Mokim, make a place the Ben Meyamona, to a person who is worth Meyamona. So make him a place for a person who's very very rich, and therefore he deserves a very nice place." Also in the Shachrino. somebody else came in. Amar lahem, panum malkum leben masayim on. They gave him a more chasher place. Apparently, he was even wealthier. So Amar lefanav, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi said back to Rabbi, Aviv Shalzeh yesh lo elef sinas b'yam. He owns 1,000 ships traveling for merchandise all over the world, plying their trade. He created elef ayorish b'yabosha. And he has 1,000 cities that he owns. So Bunyas is Ben Bunyas. So there was his father Bunyas was fabulously wealthy. Okay. Amarloi, so Rebbe said to Rishma Rabbi Yossi, the next time you meet Bunyas, this person's father, Amarloi, tell Bunyas, Al Tashagreo Bekele Malolo Lefonai, don't send your son wearing such simple clothing. When he comes to me, I was not aware of his stature, but based on the simplicity of what he was wearing, I was not aware that he was so rich. You know, you should dress according to his stature. Okay. Rabbi Mechabad Ashirim, Yechiba's Mechabad Ashirim, they're both from Mechabad Ashirim. They gave cover to the fact that they were wealthy. Kedorish Rava Bar Mori, based on a pasuk, it says Losh on the pasuk is Yeshev Olam Nifnei Elokim Chesed Bemes Man Yinsuruhu. Okay. So what does that mean? Aimus Yeshev Olam Nifnei Elokim. That these people, that there are, when will the world be considered Meyushev? The person will allow it to be populated. The person will give it its needs. Is when Chesed Emes Man Yitzuru, Misman Shechesed Emes Man Yitzuru. Rashi says it means that when the Ashirim are doing their job of taking care and giving out mazonis to everybody that they need. So they're going to be the deciding factor in the Bershom's pernosa to the Bria. Okay. So that's one answer of Tisa's Yad. So that sounds like he had a significant presence for Tisa's Yad. We're assuming, based on our picture now of his Ashiris, so he probably had a lot of stuff he was keeping in each one of these houses. So he's lending out the houses to people, but he had his own items stored there. Rabbi Bar Chana, Omer Kegayin Yosef Shemach Reisha, no grosser mises. He has a plowshare there. Okay, that's all you need. So the Yosef, I'm not sure if it's a plowshare, it was like a spike which held it together. You keep that there. That's sufficient. But it was actually, if I call it right, Yosef used was what went into the ground. So we call it plowshare. But it wasn't the full. It was more like a strong, large spike which they would put in the ground, and the animal would pull it, and that would break up the ground. Okay, Omer Rav Nachman Tana de Shmuel. Nachman says in Be Shmuel they learned Dabra Nitzel B'Shabbes Oyser, Dabra Shem Nitzel B'Shabbes and Oyser. Something which can be moved on Shabbos is not considered Tfisas Yad, and now the person who's living there would Aser and the other members of the Chatzar, and he'd have to contribute. If the item which you're keeping there's something which you can't move on Shabbos, so that's called valid Tfisas Yad. Tanyami Helchi. Yeshlo Tevel. If there's Tevel there, which you can't move on Shabbos, Yesh la shoshes, he has large pieces of metal which are there, which they're muksa. Chodomer shem into b'shabbos. Ena oisa. Then the person lives it, doesn't answer, and everybody else. The Rashi, Bunyas, he changes the gersus to Ben Bunyas probably. Ben Bunyas, the minister of okay. Usher Hava, Umasha Batim Shabachotzel Acherim. He was an usher. He lent out his houses that he had to other people. Hayulakelim Bekulon, he stored things there. Take Usher Hayulakelim Harbe. He had a lot of items, and he would store them there. Give him the chosh of a place to sit. He deserves a higher status. The father of this young man over here, Bunyas, he's fabulously wealthy. Don't send him to Begadim. He doesn't seem to be so rich. Send them a nicer clothing, so I would know that he deserves more covet. Him as a yeshiv elam, as much yeshiv by yashirim, shegayim lim umezam nin mezaynus laniyim. They give to chesed, and they take care of the mezaynus of the niyim. Behem yitzuru, they were going to protect the world that it should be safe. Man is lashon of mezaynus. The chesed ve'emes of the man giving the mezaynus is yitzuru, that's going to protect us. And Yosef Shemachresha Kabilia, it's a spike. Have it twisted yad. That's about twisted yad. Darin to Meshabbos and twisted yad. It's not going to have twisted yad, and therefore for Oyser the person lives there is going to answer. The boy shakel Meshadim the Devroy because he can move it out. A shoshish shal barzel chatichus gedolos, large pieces of metal of iron.
That Bunyas has these items in these houses, but he himself does not live in that chatzar.
No, he lives in the chatzar.
What's the concern?
No, not a concern. It's the other around saying since he's letting out these houses to other people, so that, but they don't have to contribute to the eruv because they don't answer because it's really like just like it's his house though, and he already contributed. Because he has three says, yeah, it's still.
So if we can go back a little bit, the other case where there was a group that was already eating together, and they can use the bread that's on the table for the Eruv.
Right.
And everybody has to contribute to the Eruv.
No, that's it. They're just saying they can use the pas. Since they all have a right to share the pas, that's like an Eruv.
Saying that they all contributed to the meal and that's how they got that right, or that they're being hosted and the host was
being hosted, Pashas.
Through Zahia. So then Ben Bunyas could do the same in this case, no? And we don't.
They eat with him. Not eating with him, they're just living in these houses.
Set aside an eruv
and be mezachi, everybody else in chatzar. He could, but he doesn't need to. But the point is saying that he says, yeah, there's no need to do that. They don't ask, so they're not considered dwellers.
Mm-hmm. Who? Rabbi, in the case of Masuda now, he's saying it's like primarily they're eating mishum eruv. Is he just touching the actual? Because when you read the prices, it's like they were eating and it happened upon them. So I was just curious, I had a question about how, what was the asiyas from them? Did they have at least some time? I mean, did it come already? Did Shabbos come about already? How can you make an error if Shabbos committed? I mean, obviously, it's
before. No, he said they were eating. They were eating the meal, and then it got Shabbos started while they're during the meal. And they're all, since they all had not made any Erev, but this is could be the valid Erev. The fact that they're sharing the meal together counts like the Erev.
They don't have to make any type of announcement or
see,
or could be just quiet.
Yeah.
The position that Rashi says, Meshum Erev.
Well, it's a quote from the Brayso.
Like they were actually eating because of the Erev, whereas
Mishum
like
doesn't mean because. Okay, I understand your problem. In the Lashon of the Brayso, Rashi was quoting the statement of Shmuel. Hashal Shulchan Seven Alem Mishum Erev. You can rely on it and for the purpose of an Erev. Mishum doesn't mean because of. Mishum Erev in Rashi, I think the Mesumim bias Mishum Erev Miminter Lagarsina. That's I think that the flow of the Rashi, the dots over there don't really fit. Third line from the bottom. Okay, is that the Mishnah?
Sorry, just one more, if I could. So we're saying that these people that are in the chatzar with bunyos, where's the? They don't aser because he has to be sosyad in the houses, so it's not the makom here.
There's six houses in the chatzar.
Yes.
Bunyan's owns four of them, and he has three of them he lends out to people to live in. So right now there's six families living here. Three of them live in Bunyan's house, and two live in other houses. Bunyan's contributes to the Erev, the other two people contribute to the Erev. These three families do not need to contribute to the Erev because they're just considered like they're guests of Bunyan's. Mm-hmm. Because it's his house still, because he has three sizya. So the Mishnah, person has a house here in the Chatzar and he leaves his house before Shabbos and he goes to a different city. Even though it's a Jew or a non-Jew, the difference, the fact is he owns a house here, he did not contribute, so they cannot carry on Shabbos in that Chatzar. One of the members of the Chatzar did not contribute. He's not here for Shabbos, doesn't affect it. Again, whether it's Jew or non-Jew, if you're asking Amr Nachri Oyser, you still ain't no Oyser. Goy doesn't Oyser. Jew doesn't Oyser, but a good Goy does. Why? Shedarach is all love of Shabbos. A Goy could come back in the middle of Shabbos, so therefore you cannot ignore his presence. But a Jew, he's not here for Shabbos. He's not here. So therefore we can ignore him. Shimon Oyser, I feel like he needs a Beisoy, but Holok Lishbois, Eitzel, Bitoy, but Oyser, here. And the Oyser. Shekhar, he see him in Liba. Even though he did not leave to other city, which made it impossible to return, rather, he could return if he so desires. The fact that he chose to leave, he already took it out of his mind that he's going to be here for Shabbos, and he does not ask her. We'll see, let's see the Gemara. Omer Rav, Allah Akrib Shimon. The Allah Akrib Shimon, even he leaves to a different house in the same city. But Dafka Bita. It's only because he's going to spend Shabbos with his daughter. Abu Benoy, lo. But if he goes to spend Shabbos with his son, he might come back in the middle of Shabbos. When he goes to his daughter, he knows he has a good place there, she'll take care of him. Goes to his son, he's not sure what's going to happen. Damri Inshi, because the same people say. Nabek b'chol kalba oil. If a dog barks at you, you can still come in. But if it's a griyosa, if it's a female dog, get out of there. So the problem is not your son, it's your daughter-in-law. So if she tells you get out, you get out. Your son-in-law says go, you ignore him. Look, Rashi, it's important, very important you say this in relations with father-in-law, son-in-law relations. Okay? So Rashi, raise the oyster. The dira below bailim shmo dira. So Sir Meir says, even though there's no person living there, so it's like there's no bailim here for this Shabbos. But the fact it's a deer which is there, it has to contribute. I suppose obviously if it's hefker, there's nobody to contribute. But there's somebody who uses it, he must contribute. Yehuda says, "Ain't no oisir the lash shmo dira. It's not considered a makam dira, so it doesn't have to contribute." Yehuda says. In principle, but Nachri answers because he might come back on Shabbos. He decided he's not going to be in that house, his house for Shabbos. A person can spend time with his son-in-law. of Benoi, in other Messiah died to me, so he doesn't lose the thought of the possibility of going back home. Because Lord Eitzel Kaloso, Shemet Iskote, they might have a disagreement, but Yetzin will have to leave. Kalba Zocher, Kagan Chasla, it's a male, like you said, Driosa is Lakeva, Kagan Kaloso. Take the female one seriously. Okay. Mishnah, Borb Shabain Beis Chatzerus. So there's a boar which is shared between two chatzeris, and part of it's in one, part of it's in the other, so that you can't take water out, because if you're taking water even from your side, it's all one item. It's like you're taking from the other side, which you have no eruv with. So you have to make a mechitza between the two sides. Mechitza has to be 10 tefachim high. Bein min lamato, and it can be placed. The Mishnah's lashon over there is bein min lamala, bein min lamato, bein min toich oignoi. It can be up above. It can be down below. It can be inside of the rim of the boar. Okay, and we're going to discuss what exactly lamata means, what lamala means. Okay, that the Gemara focuses in the Gemara. What exactly the mat? Does it mean up above the ground? In other words, not in the bore at all. It means higher or lower in the bore, but within the bore. Rishimi Megamlil Armer, he learns it's a machlokes. Bishami Armim Milamato, Bishil Armim even Milamala. And Rehuda Lo Sehei Mechitza Gedela Minakosol Shebeinayim. So, the case of there was a wall there, which means that even though the boar was down below, and they shared it both sides, but there still was the wall of the chutzner going above the boar between the two chutzneris. Even though it doesn't go down into the within the rim of the boar, the mechitza that you're going to make down within the rim of the boar shouldn't be any better than just the fact that the wall, which is already there, so there's no need to do anything more. So, if this is the chutz, this is the chutzer, and the boar is here, and you have the wall going above it, going across, so that's sufficient. They hold you have to make some type of mechitza in the water itself. Exactly what that means is that's the mechitza min lamala min lamata, whatever that means. But he says he doesn't see any need for it. Let's leave the Rashi's.